It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO as we get you set for the opening basketball game of the season. Yes, folks, I mean, just a week ago we were talking Sydney football and we are already into basketball season. But hey, that's what makes this time of year fun when you have those teams making those late runs in the playoffs and the fall sports. And then basketball is always right around the corner. Even for the teams who lost maybe in sectionals, there's only about a 2 or 3 week gap between the two sports. So we are ready and raring to go here tonight as we come to you from Lawrence Central School. It's a special opener here for us this year as we are at the Pat Grasso Memorial Games. Of course, if you're a local longtime sports fan, you know that Pat Grasso was a coach and athletic director here at Lawrence Central School since the late 50s. I mean, you look up on the wall, and they've got some beautiful new banners here at Lawrence Central School since we were here last year. And you look at some of those Tri-Valley 8-man football championships, the volleyball championships. Those used to be big-time boys sports in the Tri-Valley League. He's responsible for a lot of those. The basketball championships up on the wall in 1973. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of those. But more importantly, just being involved in the lives of so many students here at Lawrence Central School, as well as locally. He was a great driver education teacher, and I know a lot of people from different schools had interactions with him through there, and he was just a great advocate for Section 4. So they are honoring him here tonight. Of course, he was already emblazoned on the floor here when they built the new gymnasium a few years ago, the Pat Coach Grasso Court. They now have the Coach Grasso Corner, where he used to set up his chair over in the corner by the benches here in the Lawrence Central School Gymnasium. So it's a great night, and we're glad that Lawrence reached out to us and said that they wanted us to come over to broadcast two games here tonight. So the opening game is a rematch of last year's Tri-Valley League Championship contest, Lawrence taking on the Milford girls. And then at about 7:30, we'll have a boys matchup between Lawrence and Worcester. Now, these are considered non-league games, and the reason they decided to invite Milford and Worcester is that Coach Grasso had such a great connection with some of these coaches. Of course, Milford girls' longtime head coach, Jim Weir. He'll be here tonight with his Milford girls. He'll be giving a speech before the game. And Jim Kenyon, the longtime coach of the Worcester boys over there, of course, he is somebody that Coach Grasso was very close with, and they are all longtime members of the Tri-Valley League. So that's how they decided to set this up, and we're very glad that we are here tonight. And all the proceeds from tonight's game are going to go to the Pat Grasso Scholarship Fund. So, again, Coach just giving back to the community a little bit more and more. We want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer for tonight is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Now, this is a Milford girls team that, of course, is losing some of their stars from last year. Of course, gone is Addie Lawson, who was on the varsity since the 8th or the 9th grade. She is now playing at Cobleskill. Taylor Olmsted is playing at Casanova College. Maddie Zanier was a huge piece of that team last year that not only won the Tri-Valley contest in the championship, but they went on to win Section 4, defeating Delhi in the championship game before falling in the New York State Class D quarterfinals. So this is a Milford team that I don't want to say is reloading, because they still have some great pieces, but certainly figuring out a way to try to win games here without their star, Addie Lawson, from the last few years. Lawrence, of course, lost Taylor Kessler, Lindsay Lang, and some of the great players on that team last year, but they return, of course, their star guard, Rochelle Socha, and they have a great returning cast as well as a strong JV team that's coming up for new head coach Steve West, his first year at the helm here for the Lawrence girls varsity team. So it should be an interesting game. Of course, Milford has had some real game experience. This was Lawrence's first game of the season, but Milford had their Ant and Remy tip-off tournament where they placed second. They defeated Harpersville in the first round before falling to Hancock, who looked very, very good on Saturday. As Milford, just talking with Jim Weir before the game, he said, you know, Hancock just brought a whole nother gear, a whole nother level to that contest, a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and just physical ability on the boards. He said, we weren't ready for it, point blank. He said, we're going to have to be ready tonight for this very good Lawrence girls team. So this is kind of a neat thing, since it's not technically a league game, that they will get together here tonight and battle it off, and then they'll have their meeting in the league later on this year, and you know, you never know, you might see them down the road at the Tri-Valley Championship again as well. So a nice crowd filing in here for this contest tonight between Lawrence and Milford. We will have some speakers before the game. We will have Ramona Wenk, who is the Lawrence superintendent, Bill Doherty, who's the athletic director, two head coaches, Jim Weir and Steve West, will speak here tonight. They're also going to have some introductions in between the games, where Ben Nelson, the Section 4 coordinator, will have a chance to get up and talk about Coach Grasso. So we'll take a break. When we come back here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, we will get you set for tip-off as we get through our speeches here, and we will update you a little bit on what everyone had to say here about Coach Grasso. We all agree that this is a great night to honor him, but we all still wish that he was here with us, because what a personality. And we'll talk about some of his great stories that he's told us over the years when we come back here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. It's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And they are going through some of our speakers tonight before the contest at the Pat Grasso Memorial Games. That's the reason we're here tonight at Lawrence Central School. It's our first game of the year, and you can listen tonight, of course, on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, of course, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So, Pat, Coach Grasso Court and they have renamed the corner of the gym where he sat, the Coach Grasso Corner, and just a lot of nice memories being shared about Coach right now. And you might say, hey, you know, I'm a fan of the MAC, I'm a fan of another league locally, but Coach Grasso really reached out, and I mentioned this on the air earlier today with Doug Decker. He reached out to all the leagues around the area and did a lot for them. The Section 4 area is really a lot better because of Coach Grasso. You look at the basketball championship games that are up at SUCO every year. He was a big part in making that happen every year and getting that on the schedule. Of course, you know, the college teams, they get to play there all the time, and it's hard for a high school group to get in there and to, you know, be able to schedule that on a weekend when normally a college would have a game. But Coach Grasso always made sure that either at Hartwick or SUCO that the kids would have somewhere special to play for their championship game. And that's such a thing that I know as a local athlete myself, we always look forward to. Hey, if we can get to SUCO, that would be great to play on the big floor in front of the big crowd up there. So it was always such a fun time to try to get to the league championship. And that's something that was really special to me. And, you know, Coach Grasso really made me feel welcome as I began my broadcasting career here, coming and expanding as we have at CDO into the Tri-Valley, the Delaware leagues, and some of the smaller leagues around besides the MAC. And he was just so excited to have radio coverage, especially for the Tri-Valley games. And every time I'd come here to Lawrence the last few years, he's always, you know, had something funny to say, some funny story. He was just so glad to have the coverage for the kids here, whether it be the first game of the year or the last game, a sectional game, the championship game, or, of course, the Pat Grasso tournament, which will be this weekend for the girls and then a little bit after Christmas for the boys. We'll take a quick break as we continue with our speakers here tonight at the Pat Grasso Memorial Games live in Lawrence. We'll be back. Tip-off coming up between the Lawrence girls and Milford on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO tonight. Again, live from Lawrence Central School. It's the Pat Grasso Memorial Games tonight, and we are going through our list of speakers here in our pregame show. We had Lawrence Athletic Director Bill Doherty, Superintendent Ramona Wenk. Right now, Jim Weir, Milford Girls Head Coach, is speaking, and new Lawrence Girls Head Coach Steve West will be next. After the Lawrence versus Milford Girls game, in between the two games, we will hear from Ben Nelson, the Section 4 coordinator, as well as Andy Carr, who was the boys coach for Lawrence and has had some great success in his time here with the Leopards, including a Section 4 Class D title 2 years ago. And, of course, Jim Kenyon, longtime Worcester coach for many sports over there. He's currently the boys basketball coach, and that's the reason that Worcester and Milford are here tonight, just their connection that they had with head coach Pat Grasso. They were saying earlier that coach arrived at Lawrence Central School in 1957 and never left. So 59 years working at Lawrence Central School. You talk about service to a school, to the students, the staff, and the community. That is something that is very, very held in high regard here at Lawrence. It's just unbelievable. You don't see that in today's world. You see so many people bounce around from job to job. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but to be dedicated to one school, one community for 59 years of your career, absolutely unbelievable. I've just heard so many fun stories about him from his last few days up to his first few days when he was here, and just the fire that he brought to the Tri-Valley League. And I know in my playing days, as well as my covering everything here locally at WCDO, he's just been a pleasure to work with and to watch on the sidelines. He's a fiery guy. I remember just last year at the Tri-Valley Championship games, the officials had to go over into the corner and tell him to relax a little bit because he was up pacing the sidelines. The Lawrence boys were in a tight game with Franklin, and he was just as into it as anybody could be. So Jim Weir just wrapping up his speech here, the Milford girls head coach. Very nice speech from Coach Weir, who had a long-time connection. Of course, Milford just right over the hill here from Lawrence, and just a good rivalry, too. And the girls will face off here tonight, the Leopards and the Wildcats. We'll take another quick break. We have one more speaker to get through, and we'll get you your starting lineups when we come back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we are underway. We are just getting underway between the Milford girls and the Lawrence girls here on Pat Grasso Memorial Night, as it's a great doubleheader night here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. We'll have you the whole rest of the night here as Milford has the ball first on the left wing side, and a shot by Bree Rumovich is off the mark. And here comes Lawrence down the floor. They are in the whites with the red and the black trim here tonight with the red Lawrence lettering across the front of the uniform. Milford's in the road purple with the white trim. Says Milford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll get you the starting lineups in just a moment. A zone presented here by Milford, and Lawrence with the ball to start things off. They go to the far side, pass it down low, right block shot is up and good for Rhea Beers. And the sophomore with the first 2 points of the night, and Lawrence quickly comes with a press. 2-0 lead just a minute into the contest. Milford breaks the press easily as they go left to right on your radio dial, and Rumovich has the ball at the top of the key. Looks over to the bench, and head coach Jim Weir, man-to-man defense here for the Lawrence Lady Leopards with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Eckford goes down low, up off the glass, misses the chippy layup, and a rebound here for the Lady Leopards. They're looking to push and transition across the timeline, and they'll set up the offense at the top of the key with senior Kayla Johnson, the lone senior in this starting lineup for this team. The Lawrence Leopards have went to the Tri-Valley Championship just a year ago. Here's Beers for Socha in the corner, left side for a three, got it. Socha from downtown dials long distance, and Lawrence off to a 5-0 lead with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Milford brings the ball up the floor against this 2-2-1 press to the right side for Riley Griffiths. Griffiths, the senior, nice move inside and puts it up and in. So Griffiths with the kiss off the glass, and it's 5-2. Lawrence ahead with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Socha to the right side, kicks it back out and to the top of the key. A long straightaway three is off the mark, no good and out of bounds. Missing the shot there was Carly Barra. Milford's starting lineup tonight, number 10, a senior, Leah Soliston. Also a senior, number 12, Riley Griffith. A freshman, number 15, Tegan Gale. A senior, number 20, Savannah Eckberg. And a junior, number 21, Brianna Rumovitz. We'll get you to Lawrence starting lineup in a minute as Riley Griffith down the floor to the left side. Another layup is up and good, so Griffiths with all 4 points pulls Milford right back into this game. It's Lawrence 5, Milford 4 as Socha streaks down the court and takes a foul as she goes to the tin. And we'll see if this was a shooting foul. Yes, it was. So Socha will go to the line with the score Lawrence 5, Milford 4 with 5:38 to go in the first quarter. Lawrence's starting lineup tonight is junior number 3, Rochelle Socha. A senior number 12, Kaylee Johnson. Sophomore number 20, Carly Barra. A sophomore number 33, Rhea Beers. And a sophomore number 34, Ashley Wyckoff. First foul shot is up and good for Socha. So she has 4. Making the score 6-4. Second foul shot coming, rattles out. That one is no good, and Milford gets the rebound Ekberg skies up for that one, quickly gets the ball to Romovitz, who brings the ball up the floor, going left to right. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Milford with the ball in the purple uniforms, the white trim, looking to set up against this tough, quick man-to-man defense for Lawrence. And here is Griffiths. Gets to the hole, up and good. And Riley Griffiths with 6 points now. She has all 6 points, and we're tied up at six apiece. Socha over the timeline, beats the defense, gets it to the high post here for Wyckoff, makes a move, kicks it back out, left side as Lawrence goes right to left, down low for Beers off the back of the tin and no good, and Griffiths with a rebound for Milford. Romovitz, the point guard, will bring it up the floor for the Lady Wildcats as they go left to right on your radio dial. Now back for Griffiths. Jim Weir, head coach here for Milford, calling out the plays as Milford runs the offense. Here's Ekberg, top of the key, straightaway three off the front of the rim. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Socha. She was streaking for that rebound. Possession will stay with Milford. 4:39 to go, first quarter. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining along, whether you're on the radio or WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you. 6-6 between Milford and Lawrence, our opening game of the year, as Milford gets it into the backcourt here on Coach Grasso Memorial Night. It's a great night to be here at LCS. Here's Romovitz for Milford. Passes down low, looking for Ekberg. It's stolen away by Beers of Lawrence, and Rhea Beers will bring it up the floor. Now we'll pass one off for Barra. Barra to the corner, looking for Johnson. Johnson back up for Socha. Pump fakes, far side corner with 4:15 to go. First quarter, we're tied 6-6. Back out for Socha. Long three, got it. Socha again for three, and she has 7 of the 9 points, and Lawrence leads 9-6 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Socha, hot from downtown, already with 2 3-pointers. Here's Riley Griffiths on the right side. Thought about some dribble penetration, instead pulls it back out with 20 on the shot clock as they look to set up the offense. Romovitz to the left side. Now for Ekberg. Ekberg looking for options, 10 on the shot clock, finds a cutter up off the glass. The shot is no good for Lewis of Milford. Rebound for Lawrence, but it's loose and trickles out of bounds. And so it'll stay with Milford, and they will inbound the ball underneath their own basket to the left of the glass. With 3:36 to go, first quarter, it's Lawrence 9, Milford 6, a rematch of last year's Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Griffiths into the corner, looking for Ekberg for a three, got it. Downtown for Savannah Ekberg, her first bucket of the night, and we're tied up 9-9. Now a steal on the press by Milford. Back for Griffiths on the right wing side. Finds the cutter. That's Lewis down low. Low block, and it's tapped away from her, but she gets it back. Outside for Griffiths. Now for Leah Solenstein. She lost it in the paint, though, and the ball trickles out of bounds, and we'll go back to Lawrence. So a 2-2-1 press is now put on by the Milford Lady Wildcats, and let's see how Lawrence responds. As Socha tries to get it to midcourt, it's intercepted and taken away by Griffiths, who's off to a really good start here tonight for Milford. Griffiths to the far side again for Ekberg. Ekberg looking down low for options, back out, passes for Griffiths. Griffiths, a little crossover move back for Ekberg. Toe is on the line, so it would have been for two. Rattles out, and Socha with the rebound. And Lawrence is off to the races with 3:05 to go, first quarter. We're tied 9-9 between Lawrence and Milford. The girls battle tonight, followed by the boys. The Lawrence boys will take on Worcester at about 7:30. And now a steal for Milford by Romovitz. Had to pick up her dribble, but Ekberg comes to bail her out left side. Ekberg, dribble, drive, and the sweet little layup off the glass. No good. Rebound is taken down by the Lawrence Lady Leopards. Great job there by Wyckoff, and the outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson ahead for Beers, and Lawrence will bring it up the floor, and we'll have a foul on Ekberg as she gets called for the block at midcourt. 2:39 to go, first quarter. We're tied 9-9 between Lawrence and Milford here in the girls' contest. Milford subbing in with Allison Morrison, coming in for Leah Solistin. And Lawrence will get it into the backcourt, and Carly Barra will bring it up. Finds Socha, who already has 7 of Lauren's 9 points. To the right side, again, looking for Johnson. Johnson picks up her dribble. Back to Socha in the corner. Baseline drive, the floater, no good. Rebound for Griffiths, and punches one ahead. And the Wildcats are off and running. Here is Morrison. Dribbled it off her foot, though, and out of bounds. Some of those early season woes, you can see it. Milford, this is their third regular season game, but Lawrence still This is their opening night of the season. It's always a little different under the bright lights. And a steal by Griffiths takes it to the hole, up off the glass, and good. And Griffiths with 8 points to start things off. And Milford takes an 11-9 lead with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And now Lawrence will step out of bounds as they bring it down the floor, and it goes right back to Milford. Griffiths was quiet in their loss to Hancock in the Anton Remy finals on Saturday, but tonight she comes out shooting the ball very well, 8 points already. Lawrence takes a timeout, will step away for 30 seconds. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Milford girls leading Lawrence on the road, 11-9. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:05 to go, first quarter. Milford girls on the road leading Lawrence 11-9 in the opening game of the year for us here on CDO. First game we've done on the radio this year, and we're here for the Pat Grasso Memorial Games tonight. Boys will play later. Lawrence taking on the Worcester Wolverines. That'll be a good one. Riley Griffiths with the ball for Milford as they go left to right. Griffiths to the left side, dribble drive, passes it back out for Morrison, top of the key, reverses, Ekberg, jumper, splash. And the bucket is good for Savannah Ekberg. She has 5 points, and Milford now leads 13-9 with 1:40 to go, first quarter. Lawrence trying to break the press, and they do to the right side. Here is Barra. Barra finds Wyckoff and back out for Beers at the top of the key. Knocked out of her hands, she chases it into the backcourt and now finds Socha, who has 7 points so far. 7 of the 9 for Lawrence. Kicks it back out for Johnson. Right side, baseline jumper, no good. Griffiths with the rebound, off to the races she goes. Griffiths to the right side. Stops and passes to Morrison in the corner through her hands, through the wickets and out of bounds, so it goes back to Lawrence. Lawrence subbing in 3 players here. Macy Dutcher coming in, as well as Hannah Faulkner into the contest. And Allison Hungerford is also checking in. So Steve West not afraid to go to the bench here in his first contest. With 1:15 to go, first quarter. 13-9 the score, and the Lawrence girls will bring it up the floor as they go right to left. They're right at midcourt. Here is Socha to the right side. Socha, little dribble drive, and now we'll reverse it back to the right side. As Lawrence taking their time, shot clock is at 15. Game clock here in the quarter is just under 1 minute to go. Into the corner for Johnson, pulls up jumper, off the front of the rim, no good, and a rebound for Milford. And again, that was Riley Griffiths trying to go coast to coast, throws up the jumper, no good. Rebound Socha, we got a track meet here, folks. Socha on a 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Tries the bounce pass, but Milford gets back, and Morrison punches it out of bounds. So 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Milford 13 and Lawrence 9. After Lawrence got off to that quick 5-0 lead, Milford has answered back, largely in part to Ekberg and Griffiths. Shot for Lawrence will sail out of bounds off the inbounds play. Shot there from Beers was no good. And so Milford will get it back. Still a full court press, 2-2-1 press for Lawrence. And Rumovitz will look to bring it up the floor. Great crossover and gets to midcourt here, easily breaking the press, and finds Griffiths with 25 seconds left in the quarter. Griffiths taking her time to the top of the key. Wants to play for one shot. Only about a 2-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Ekberg. Gets into the paint, kicks it out. Milford rotating it around. They'll get into the paint for Morrison. Shot is no good. Rebound is for Milford. But it's stolen away by Lawrence, and they'll bring it up the floor with 5 seconds left. Can they get the shot off before the end of the quarter? Down to 2, down to 1, and they weren't sure about the time on the clock. And they throw up a 3, and it goes in, but it will be too late. Johnson with about an NBA 3, and it goes down, but the clock had already expired. End of the first quarter here in Lawrence. Pat Grasso Memorial Games tonight. It's Milford 13, Lawrence 9. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
The Milford girls leading Lawrence 13-9. Riley Griffiths with 8 points for the Lady Wildcats in the opening quarter. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Some special sponsors that we want to thank you thank here tonight for making it possible for us to be here at the Pat Grasso Memorial Games. The Lawrence Teachers Association, as well as the Lawrence Booster Club, the Pat Grasso Tournament Foundation, and Brian the Photo Guy. Brian is here tonight. He has his usual display out by the entrance to the gymnasium, and he's just done a great job. So many photos of Coach. If you're looking to see some of those, this is great. I'm sure he'll have them throughout the season. And if you're looking for something special that has your local athlete on it, whether it be a pin, a magnet, a button, you name it, Brian has it. You'll see him at a lot of the different games throughout the winter. You can also find him on Facebook. Again, that's Brian the Photo Guy. A big thank you to him. And, of course, if you miss him all season, he's always at the championship games up at Suco or Hartwick. So you can catch Brian all throughout the year. And he is a huge sponsor of WCDO Sports. He's such a great local advocate for sports here in our local Tri-County area. So a big thank you to Brian. 13-9 the score as Lawrence gets the ball to start the second quarter as they go right to left. They're in the white with the red trim and the black trim. Socia with 10 on the shot clock as Lawrence still trying to set up the offense. We'll skip it across. Down to 3 on the shot clock. Socia is not aware of it and the shot clock is going to run out. So a shot clock violation against the Lady Leopards, who came out very hot to start this contest. But since then, the Milford defense has really turned up the heat, and that's made it tough. So Lawrence is subbing back in their starting five after late in the first quarter. They went to the bench a little bit for a quick breather. So the starting five is back in with the score Milford 13 and Lawrence 9. Milford's in the road purple uniforms tonight with the white trim, says Milford across the front of the uniform there in white lettering, as Rumovitz will bring it up the floor for the Lady Wildcats. Again, no Taylor Olmsted, no Maddie Zanier, no Addie Lawson. It's a new-look Milford Lady Wildcats team, but some of the pieces are still here, and they have been big so far, especially Riley Griffiths with 8 points. Griffiths to the far side for Solenstein. Goes down low for Ekberg, who already has 5. The center passes it back out. 5 on the shot clock. Ekberg for Solenstein. Now for Ekberg again, throws it up as the shot clock expires, doesn't draw iron, and sails out of bounds. So the shot clock violation as Milford returns the favor. Lawrence will get it back. 6:55 to go, second quarter. It is a 13-9 score. Milford leading Lawrence on the road. Passing it over the top of the press. Beers, the sophomore, takes it to the hole. Up off the glass, just a little too strong. Rebound for Milford. Lady Wildcats do have some good height, and that has helped them on the glass here in the early going. Rumovitz to the far side, finds Griffiths, takes it to the hole. She's fouled, misses the right-handed layup, but she'll go to the line. So Griffiths is already looking to get into double figures here tonight. She has 8 points and will go to the line to shoot 2. 6:35 to go, second quarter, 13-9 the score. And you wonder, you know, Milford's only played 2 games so far, but this is the first one for Lawrence. Just having those games under your belt, you know, it's a lot different than a scrimmage sometimes. As Griffiths puts it up and in, and she's got 9. Griffiths and Ekberg were all tournament selections at the Anton Remy tournament over the weekend, where they fell in the final to Hancock from the MAC. As Griffiths swishes her second one, and Griffiths has 10 points, so she's having a great first half on the road. Milford leads Lawrence 15-9 here in girls action tonight. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Now for Beers, far side, right. 3-point corner jumper is off the mark, no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds, and we'll go back to Milford. And Lawrence trying to get the ball underneath as, no, they're going to give the ball back to Lawrence here. As I thought it was initially tipped by Lawrence and would go to Milford, but instead stays with the Lady Leopards. And now Solenstein will foul Russell Socia. And so that is the second foul of the quarter here on Milford. 6:22 to go, second quarter, 15-9 the score. Lawrence gets the ball underneath the glass, and they throw it in. This one is for Barra. This one is off the mark, no good. Another rebound for Ekberg and an outlet pass. Milford looks to run. Up the floor they go. Griffith into the corner for Solenston. Stops, passes down low, left low block for Ekberg. Turn around, back out, Solenston. About a 10-foot jumper off the glass. Just a little too hard, no good. Lawrence with the rebound. Lawrence trailing 15-9, trying to stick in this game as they have not been able to buy a bucket the last few possessions. Here is Johnson. Johnson for Barra at the top of the key. Finds Wyckoff, goes down low, blocked out of there by Milford as Corinne Lewis gets a paw on that one and knocks it away, and Milford down the floor as they go left to right. 5:40 to go before the halftime break with the score Milford 15 and Lawrence 9. Griffiths taking her time with 15 on the shot clock. They go to the left corner for Ekberg. Ekberg reverses, and around the clock they go back to the right side, looking for Riley Griffiths with 5 on the shot clock. They work it for Ekberg. Good little give and go down low. The shot is up off the mark. No good. Both teams have gone cold here, folks, as Lawrence brings it back down the floor, again trailing 15-9. It's the Pat Grasso Memorial Games tonight, the boys' game, as Lawrence takes on Worcester after this, and that Lawrence boys team is fun to watch. A lot of high-quality players on that team. But Worcester will give them a battle. We know that. Lawrence with the ball. Here is Rhea Beers with 5 on the shot clock again. Finds Barra, top of the key. Got it. And they break the cold streak as Carly Barra puts it in. Her first bucket of the night. It's right back to a 4-point game. Milford 15, Lawrence 11. Live from Lawrence Central School, Nate Lull with you on WCDO. 4.5 to go before the halftime break. Here's Riley Griffiths for Milford. Goes to the high post for Ekberg. Shot is good. Ekberg from the foul line. She has 7 points. And Milford makes it 17-11. And girls Tri-Valley basketball action. Wyckoff at the foul line as Milford goes right to left. Wyckoff with the jumper, and it's good. Ashley Wyckoff, and the sophomore with her first bucket of the night. Right back to a 4-point game, 17-13. Rumovitz will dribble up the floor and gets through that Lawrence press. Finds Lewis and Ekberg into the right corner. Lost it, though. Off her fingertips and out of bounds, and possession goes back to the Lady Leopards. And Lawrence, trying to get a bucket here, would cut it right back to 2. That would certainly be big. 4:03 to go, second quarter. Milford leading Lawrence 17-13. Tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here is Carly Barra. Barra now gets one for Socia. Step in, jumper off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Wyckoff. She goes up and she's blocked, and a foul is called. Boy, looked pretty clean down low as Corinne Lewis got her mitts on that one. But they will call the foul, and Ashley Wyckoff, just a sophomore, will go to the line. That's Lewis with her first. 3:47 to go, second quarter. Wyckoff to the line. First shot for Wyckoff is good. And Wyckoff making it look easy out there. It's 17-14. So Lawrence, despite some cold shooting, is finding a way to stick around in this ball game, trying to cut it back to a 2-point game with 3:47 to go before the half. Wyckoff, second shot coming, is up and good. Rattle it home. And Wyckoff has 4, and it's Milford 17, Lawrence 15, with 3:47 to go, second quarter. Rumovitz is doing a great job bringing up the ball against some tough Lawrence pressure here from Socia. Gets it for Griffiths, left side, long 2-point jumper, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and Solenston with a nice rebound, but it's quickly taken away. Had her pocket picked by Lawrence, and Barra brings it back up the floor for Socia, a long 2. It was deflected, and Griffiths picks up the loose change. Griffiths up the floor, going left to right, stops, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but Rumovitz will bail her out. Rumovitz stops on the left side, jumper from 15 feet, no good. Solenston rebound, she can't put it home, and a rebound for Lawrence. Outlet pass for Beers. Beers gets across midcourt, finds Barra, who puts on the brakes. Barra to the far side for Socia, 3 minutes to go, hits it on the clock before the halftime break with the score Milford 17, Lawrence 15. Into the corner now for Beers. 3 sophomores in the starting lineup here tonight for the Lawrence Lady Leopards. They've done a good job here against the tough Milford team. Here's Socia, step in, 3, died on the front rim, and Griffiths with a rebound. Outlet pass quickly to Solenston. Ahead now for Lewis. Lewis down the left side, stops with a jumper, rims out. Griffiths the rebound. She can't get it to go. Loose ball on the floor, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Milford. Griffiths already with 10 points, but she's had some opportunities. She could easily be up to 16 or 18 if some of those little jumpers she had near the bucket had gone in. Rumovitz finds Lewis, banks it off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound and kicks it out. Now for Solistin. Solistin for Griffiths with a fresh shot clock. Will pull it out and set up the offense. Finds Rumovitz, steps in, 20-footer, no good. Rebound again, and this time it goes to Lawrence. It looked like Solistin was going to pull it in, but Socha just came through and swooped in and grabbed it. Lawrence in the white uniforms tonight at home with the black and the red trim going right to left. Here is Johnson with the step-in jumper from the left side. No good. Long rebound stays with Lawrence. 1:55 to go, second quarter. And it's 17-15. Lawrence now with a fresh shot clock, willing to take their time, only down by two. Passing to the right side for Socha. Socha passing for Johnson into the left corner for Beers. Beers, a little dribble drive in the paint, gets it to go. Rhea Beers with her second bucket of the night, and she's got 4 points, and we're tied up at 17 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Great dribble drive there by the sophomore. Ekberg ahead now. It's too tall for Corinne Lewis. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. And so Lawrence now will have a chance to retake the lead after Milford had built up quite a nice advantage there at 15-9, a 6-point lead. But Lawrence has clawed their way back in. But a steal now by Griffiths. There's that full court pressure. Always a chance to turn it over. And Griffiths, late in the second quarter, wants to take her time here on offense. So they set up, and here is Griffiths at the top of the key. Finds Rumovitz, left side jumper, 20-footer, no good. Rebound for Ekberg. Back out for Griffiths. Pump fakes, gets in the paint, now we'll back it out. Fresh shot clock again with a minute to go in the second quarter, tied at 17. Trying to go far side for Ekberg, stolen again by Socha. Boy, she's just so quick, folks. She can just take it and go. Socha, now for three, right side, and off the mark, no good. Socha with 7 points, but has gone cold in the second quarter, all seven coming in the first. Lawrence with a long rebound. That ball didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock's at 10 with 38 seconds to go on the game clock. And now Wyckoff, a turnaround shot, no good. Griffiths, another rebound. She's on her way to a double-double here tonight, folks, as Griffiths with the ball. Cross-course pass for Rumovitz, up and good. Rumovitz with the bucket, her first of the night. And Milford leads 19-17 with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And now the ball knocked out of bounds by Ekberg in the press, but it'll stay with Lawrence. So 19-17, Milford ahead by just 2 points late here in the second quarter. Lawrence with the ball. Beers gets into the paint and goes knee to knee there with Lewis. Both players bounce right back up, and Beers, let's see if they're going to call it a shooting foul. No, it's going to be on the floor, so it'll be underneath. Beers with a great move. I think it just caught Lewis off guard. No malicious intent there, but Beers just with a great first step. Beers into the corner, finds Johnson, thought about a jumper, pump fakes, gets herself some room. Shot is no good. Griffiths, another rebound. And Griffiths will haul it up the floor with 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Griffiths coast to coast, off the glass, and good. Huge play there from Riley Griffiths. She's got 12, and our halftime score is Milford 21 and Lawrence 17. Riley Griffiths with 12 points and Savannah Ekberg with 7 to lead the way for Milford here at the first half. It's the Pat Grasso Memorial Games. It's our first game of a doubleheader tonight. The Milford girls battling Lawrence. Later on tonight, it will be the Lawrence boys taking on Worcester. But at halftime, it is Milford 21 and Lawrence 17. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report is coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you once again from Lawrence Central School. Pat Grasso Memorial Games here tonight, and it's just been a great presentation so far. They had speakers before the game. They're going to have speakers in between the games, as our second game tonight will be the Lawrence boys taking on Worcester. That game was set to tip off at about 7:30. I'd say with the little bit of a delay with the speakers and everything here tonight, we might be looking more at about a 7:45 tip. But just a great night, a packed house here at LCS. Just so great to see. But our halftime score in the first game tonight is Milford 21 and Lawrence 17, and that is mostly because of two players for Milford. 12 points for Riley Griffiths, 7 for Savannah Ekberg, 2 for Bree Rumovitz. But Griffiths and Ekberg are looking vintage, I guess you could say, because they were huge pieces of those teams the last few years for Milford that have been so good, with the Addie Lawsons, the Taylor Olmsteads, the Maddie Zaneers. Griffiths and Ekberg have kind of been role players on those teams. Once in a while they'd step up and have that big night. But now this is their time to shine. They've started the season 1-1, and you know, when you come over the hill, if you're a Milford player, you come into Lawrence, you want to win. It's a great rivalry. They're next-door neighbors, and they're playing that way here in the first half. On the other side, for Lawrence, Rochelle Sosa, the very quick junior guard with 7 points. Ashley Wyckoff and Rhea Beers, both sophomores with 4 points apiece. And Carly Barra, also a sophomore, with 2 points here. So this is a young team. Head coach Steve West in his first contest starting 3 sophomores, 1 junior, 1 senior. So this is a team that went to the Tri-Valley League Championship just a year ago. They did lose Taylor Kessler, Lindsey Lang, and some of those other big pieces that helped them to get there, but these role players certainly know what it takes. You look at Socia, she was a starter on that team last year. Hannah Faulkner, Kayla Johnson were all right there for that ride. And the Lawrence girls JV had an excellent year last year, and of course they're used to seeing what the teams the last few years have done. And Lawrence is trying to get over that hump and get back to that championship game. If I am not mistaken, I don't see any championships in the Tri-Valley up on the board here for the Lawrence girls basketball team. You look at the boys, they've had a great successful run, 2003, 05, 08, 09, 2015. They've been there. They've been to the top of the heap. They've had some very, very good teams over the last 10 to 15 years. The girls have had some good teams, but just like with soccer, they're trying to get over the hump. This girls soccer team here at Lawrence, this year had some great success, got to the Section 4 Class D semifinals, and of course they were co-champions of the league this year, and hadn't done that since 1973, so that was absolutely huge. Again, it's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report here at Lawrence, of course brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT. We've been blessed with some very warm weather here so far today. A little rainy out there today as I was driving over. Patchy rain, patchy fog, so be careful out there. But, you know, certainly the wind, the rain, the cold, the snow, it's all coming. So call Morabito today, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Get that fuel oil in the tank. You'll be needing it, I'm sure, on all those nights when you want to stay home and listen to me on CDOs. We're going to continue to do what we have the last few years, several games a week, covering the three leagues, the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League, and it's certainly going to be a lot of fun. There's some other big games tonight that we'll try to keep you updated on. The BG girls are starting their season They are on the road at Shenango Valley. That's a non-league game. We know that Coach Conway likes to schedule some very hard teams to start the year in the non-conference. Folks, BG is going to be fantastic this year. If you're anywhere in the Sydney, BG, Afton area, make sure you get down to BG. They are going to be great. They did not lose a single player. They didn't have any seniors on that team last year that won the MAC and made it pretty far in sectionals. And the way things are lining up in Class C, I know this is a long ways away, but some of the teams that have given BG problems in sectionals are now bigger schools. They've moved up to Class B. So BG, the gates are wide open this year, and if they can play like they're capable of, they certainly could go a long way. Delhi is going to be great in the MAC as well as the Green Girls. Hancock, as we saw last week, if you follow me on Twitter, we saw that they were very good. So the MAC is going to be a lot of fun this year, that's for sure. So we're going to have a ton of games. What else is going on tonight? The BG boys are at South Courtright. BG boys are going to be a tough team this year. A lot of good talent there, but South Courtright defending Section 4 Class D champions, of course, with Ty Lamport, who is an absolute powerhouse. If you get a chance to go watch him this year, you should do that. And the Sydney boys are at Seton Catholic tonight as well to open up their season. The Sydney boys are kind of a lot like the BG girls. They like to go off and play some big-time teams, bigger schools. Sydney boys and girls always go down to the Johnson City tournament, really challenge themselves. And you get those sectional points, too. I know a lot of people have differing feelings on that, but it can pay off if it gets you a home game later in the year, that's for sure. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start the second half with the score, Milford 21 and Lawrence 17. It's a girls' contest here tonight on Pat Grasso Memorial Night here at Lawrence Central School. I'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And here we go, right back at Lawrence Central School, Pat Grasso Court. Of course, they have Coach Grasso Corner now, his name painted all over this gymnasium, and he wouldn't have it any other way. It's kind of fun because this new Lawrence gym is probably about, I would guess, 8 or 9 years old. The old gym here at Lawrence was small. It was very small, as many people remember. Actually, it's funny because that old Lawrence gym, which we all thought was small, was built in the 60s, and that was the biggest new gym in the area at the time because everyone was playing in these tiny, tiny bandbox-type gyms back then. So that was the big gym, and now Lawrence is upgraded to this gym. But I can remember playing over in the old gym and where Coach Grasso would sit there and kind of have his perch, and they've always had the Grasso tournament over here, just always just a fun place to come watch basketball. And the fans here, you can't beat it. They have passion for any sport, but I think especially basketball. Lots of fun to watch here. And the Coach Grasso tournament for the girls will be coming up this weekend. Afton, Lawrence, GMU, and South Courtright. So if you're looking for some great local ball, they'll have it here this weekend. Second half underway as the Milford girls lead Lawrence 21-17. We switch ends of the floor, so Milford now going right to left on your radio dial. They get it down low for Leah Solenston. No good. Rebound here for Lawrence, as Lawrence will go left to right to start it off. They're in the white uniforms, the red and the black trim. Here is Sosha. Passes down low, looking for Wyckoff. Off the glass, no good. Rebound for Ekberg for Milford, who's in the road purple uniforms with the white trim. And Milford brings it up the floor for Romovitz. Man-to-man for Lawrence. Romovitz to the left side, finding Ekberg. Ekberg thought about a three-pointer, thought better of it. Gets it for Griffiths, who has a game-high 12 points so far. Griffiths backs it out, runs the offense here with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. And into the corner it goes. Back out for Griffiths. Wants that three. It's short. No good. Not enough mustard on that one. And the rebound punches out of bounds, and we'll go back to Lawrence. 7:03 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. Big thank you to Jim, of course. There's a steal here by Milford. It's picked up by Riley Griffiths, and now a timeout is taken out by head coach Jim Weir for Milford. We'll keep it right here. Again, want to recognize our special sponsors tonight, including the Lawrence Teachers Association, the Lawrence Booster Club, the Pat Grasso Tournament Foundation, and Brian the Photo Guy. Brian is roaming around the gym here tonight, taking the great photos that he always takes. You can find Brian on Facebook, all one word, Brian the Photo Guy, or you can find him at any of the local games. He's always around at a lot of the Tri-Valley and Delaware League games, some of the MAC games too. But he has his little booth there, and you can buy the magnets, the pins, the posters. It's great. You want something for the fridge. You want something to wear at the game. And it's not just the photo. It's, you know, usually got the team logo on there, your town, the player's name. It was a great job. So Brian, the photo guy, check him out today. 6:53 to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Milford called the timeout, and they have given the ball back to Lawrence. And Coach Weir not pleased about that, but he's going to let it go. As when Milford called timeout, they had the ball, and for some reason the officials have given it back to Lawrence. But either way, we're back underway. Lawrence with the ball, and they're going to give it right back, though, on a traveling violation. So the basketball never lies, right? That's what they say, as it comes right back to Milford. 6:42 to go, third quarter. Milford with a four-point lead, 21-17. Lawrence coming with a 2-2-1 press, but Romovitz breaks it right up the middle. Here is Griffiths to the left side. And Riley Griffiths with 12 points. The senior guard looking cool, calm, and collected out there. To the right side, Griffiths, a little dribble drive, gets around Sosha, and now we got a foul. Well, it's been a good battle because Griffiths, a very good ball handler, and Sosha very, very quick on defense. That's been fun to watch. First one on Sosha, team's first. Remember in the girls' game now, folks, once you get to five fouls in the corner, you're automatically shooting two. The one and one has gone away. And here is Romovitz underneath, passes it in. Knocked out of there by Wyckoff, and out of play. It'll stay with Milford. You got to think Griffiths, Ekberg, a lot of these players have been on these teams that have gone far in sectionals, won championships, so they have, you know, the big game experience. This stuff does not make them nervous anymore. Ball is into Griffiths as she's at the top of the key. Passes left side for Solenston. Dribble drive into the left corner now for Ekberg. Steps in the three-point arc, takes the shot. Short on that. And Rhea Beers with a rebound for Lawrence. And Beers will walk it up the floor. Passes left side for Barra. And she wasn't there, and it goes out of bounds. Just a little miscommunication, and the ball will get turned over right back to Milford with 6:05 to go third quarter. Milford clinging to this four-point lead. They get the ball into Griffiths in the corner, outside the three-point arch. Nice little 360 move to get into the paint, but then was stripped by Johnson of Lawrence, and off she comes. Beers up the floor to the left side, finds Sosha. Sosha down low, the jumper off the glass, no good. Rebounded here by Milford, and off they go. Riley Griffiths again up the floor, and I think this is the role that Griffiths is going to have this year, is being kind of the court manager out there for head coach Jim Weir. Here is Ekberg finding Lewis on the far side. Now back for Solenston. Solenston looking for options, finds Romovitz with 10 on the shot clock. Romovitz steps out, finds Riley Griffiths dribbling down low, somehow keeps it inbounds, looking for Ekberg with one on the shot clock, throws it up no good. And still no points in the second half so far for either Lorenz or Milford. Lorenz brings it up the floor, going left to right. Left wing side for Socia, kicks it out for Beers. Dribble drive to the top of the key, lost it back for Socia. And Socia will pass to the far side, looking for Barra. Barra down low into the paint. Lawrence trying to get a shot down low. Can't get it to go. Rebounds. Tipped out of bounds. And the Zebra Crew saying it's going to go back to the Milford Wildcats as Lewis and Wyckoff both got a fingertip on it. Last touched by Lawrence. So Macy Dutcher will come in to the contest as well as Hannah Faulkner for Lawrence. Steve West in his first game, not afraid to go to the bench. Nice to see here tonight. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Milford girls leading Lawrence at Lawrence, 21-17. Solenston for Milford. Step in, jumper, banked it in, and Solenston gets it to go. And Milford takes a 23-17 lead here on the road on Pat Grasso Memorial Night. They go down low on the baseline for Lawrence as they go left to right. They're in the left corner outside the three-point line. They go down low for Beers. Turnaround shot, and she's fouled. And Beers is not afraid of the contact and will go to the line. Beers, just a sophomore, a fantastic goalie as well on this Lawrence team that did very well this fall. Made it to the sectional semifinals before falling to Cherry Valley and also got a slice of the league title as well. And to the line is Beers, up and no good. Hit off the back rim and no good. So it was Milford and Lawrence sharing the Tri-Valley League girls soccer title. So these two teams are certainly not strangers. They've met a lot of times in a variety of different sports. Beers at the line. Second shot, no good. And a rebound here for Corinne Lewis. But then she threw it away, and Lawrence gets it back. Down low for Johnson. Turnaround shot blocked by Lewis. So Lewis with some good hustle there. And Milford gets it back, leading 23-17 with 4:10 to go, third quarter. Lawrence has not scored yet in the quarter. Solenston will pass to the left side, finds Riley Griffiths, and into the corner it goes. Back out for Griffiths. Pump fakes. Now for Ekberg. Passes down low, looking for Rumovitz, and it's tipped out of bounds. I think both teams are still trying to find their early season identity, and that often happens when you graduate some big scorers from the previous years. Of course, Milford trying to replace Addie Lawson, and Lawrence replacing Taylor Kessler. Never easy when you've had a big chunk of your offense go through a couple of players, and then they graduate. So they pass the ball into Griffiths. She's stripped, but it will stay with Milford. So Rumovitz will inbound the ball once again. Right in front of the Lawrence bench to our left as the Wildcats go right to left on your radio dial. Gets it in for Griffiths for three. No good off the back rim. Rebound for Beers. And up the floor comes Rochelle Sosa. Nice little 180, gets across the timeline. Left wing side, Sosa coast to coast, was looking for the contact, didn't get it, and the ball flies out of bounds and will go back to Milford. So Lawrence now, this is one of those situations where you just need that one bucket to kind of get you going again, get you off that snide. But they haven't been able to get it so far in the third quarter with 3:40 to go in this third frame. It's Milford 23, Lawrence 17, and now Griffiths is fouled by Beers at midcourt. Lawrence knows that they want to get the ball, Milford does, to Riley Griffiths. And they are guarding her pretty closely, but sometimes a little too closely. Of course, Griffiths' older brother, Peyton, was a star at Milford, and now in his sophomore season playing at SUNY Poly and doing very well. Always great to see a Tri-Valley kid get out and play some college ball. Griffiths gets the ball in, and a left-handed layup is up and good. And she's got 14 points, and Milford increases the lead, their biggest one in the game, to 25-17. Lawrence back the other way. Beers from downtown. It's just a little short. And the loose rebound flies out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Leopards. Beers doing everything she can to get Lawrence back in this game. Solenston comes out, and Emily Elliott, the junior, steps in here for Milford. Beers gets it in, and will find Johnson in the corner. Johnson back for Beers, stripped to the ball, but Socia will pick up the loose change. Socia to the left side, now to the top of the key. Back to the left wing, finds Johnson, steps in, pump fakes, back out for Socia. 15 on the shot clock, reverses right side, Again, around the top of the key, finding Socia, gets into the paint, jumper no good. Rebound is loose, and Griffiths comes away with it. Outlet pass to Rumovitz. Rumovitz puts on the brakes, back for Griffiths. Dribble drive again, nice step-through move, up and in. And Griffiths has got 16, and Lorenz will take a timeout. 2:45 to go, third quarter. It's Milford 27, Lorenz 17. Riley Griffiths from Milford with 16 points. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, folks, it's been the Riley Griffiths show here in the third quarter. She has 16 points, and those last two buckets that she scored has really built this lead up. Biggest lead so far of the night for Milford as they lead Lorenz 27-17. Lorenz has not scored yet in the third quarter with 2:45 to go. And Milford maybe smelling a little blood here deep in this third quarter, trying to put them away. Brand new head coach Steve West taking that timeout, trying to regroup his troops. And like we said just a couple of minutes ago, sometimes you just need that one bucket to get you going again. I think if Socia could get a bucket, that would be huge for Lorenz. She came out extremely hot, hit her first three shots, and since then has just not had a very good look at the basket as Milford has really clamped down on defense. Lorenz going left to right. They cross the big Lorenz L Leopard logo at midcourt. They find Beers. Beers to the left side. Holding on to it. Now stolen away by Bree Rumovitz. And she goes coast to coast, up off the glass and in. And Rumovitz with 4 points. And Milford leads 29-17 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Stolen right back again. And the full court press is working well for the Wildcats. Ekberg with a steal there, and they get it back to Riley Griffiths. Griffiths taking her time. A savvy senior here knows that with this 12-point lead, you can take your time. They go down low to Ekberg, up off the glass and in. And Ekberg with 9 now as she approaches double figures. It's Milford 31 and Lorenz 17. Head coach Jim Weir from Milford wants those hands up on the press. This time Lorenz breaks it, going left to right. Socia at the top of the key. Milford in a 2-3 zone. Very wide-looking zone, too. And with those hands up, difficult to move the ball around. Beers again to the top of the key for Socia. Backs off with 10 on the shot clock. Far side for Beers. Beers a long three. This one is short. Not enough zip on that one to get it to the rim. And Griffiths with another rebound. Griffiths up the floor with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Griffiths to the far side finds Corinne Lewis. Milford taking their time. They go down low for Ekberg again. The kiss off the glass is good. And they are just carving up this man-to-man as now Ekberg has 11, and it's 33-17. Milford on top. Johnson, step-in jumper, no good. Rebound on the floor. It rolls out of bounds. It goes back to Milford. So Lorenz with no points here so far in the third quarter. And Milford has started to really find their groove here. Griffiths and Ekberg, especially over the last 3-4 minutes, really turning it on. 1 minute to go, third quarter. It is Milford 33, Lorenz 17. Griffiths gets the ball on the inbounds. For Milford, looks over, gets the instructions from head coach Jim Weir. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go down low. Elliott with a shot, turn around, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and Lorenz will come away with it. Down the floor they go for Barra. Barra pulls it up to the top of the key and wants to get a good possession here for Lorenz. They go down low for Johnson. Steal, though, by Milford. And the hands have been so active for the Lady Wildcats. And that was Faith Marshall who knocked it away there. Marshall now on the other side of the floor. Thought about a three. Thought better of it. Tries to pass back up top, but it's stolen away. And here is Barra down the floor. Rumovitz stole it right back. And now taken right back by Lorenz. Here's Beers to the bucket, and she's fouled. Three steals right in a row there. Lorenz stole it initially. Milford took it back, and then Lorenz stole it again, and Beers was fouled. So Beers, with 4 points, will head to the line and will try to break this just about 7 minute and 50 second drought that they've had. And so Rhea Beers will go to the line. So the foul will be on Riley Griffiths, her first. Both teams with two fouls here in this third quarter. 11 seconds to go as Beers to the line here, the sophomore guard, taking her time at the line. First shot for Beers, rattles out. And this has been a tough third quarter here for Lawrence. Second shot coming here for Beers. Again, trying to break that schneid here. With 11 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Milford 33, Lawrence 17 on Pat Grasso Memorial Night. Beers, second shot off the back rim, no good. Milford with a rebound, looking to pass it ahead for Eckberg. She's going to have a chance to get one off before the buzzer. Missed it. Ball loose, and Lawrence will come away. Socha to midcourt. Can she get the shot off? She does, and it's short. But that'll do at the end of the third quarter. Milford 33. And Lawrence 17, we'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So the Milford girls with a strong third quarter, and they now lead 33-17 over Lawrence. Riley Griffiths with 16 points and Savannah Eckberg with 11. And again, our score as we start the fourth quarter is 33-17. Lawrence not scoring any points in the third quarter. So a little bit of a tough blow there for the Lady Leopards. But we will see what happens here in this fourth quarter. You never know. In a rivalry like this between Lawrence and Milford, anything is possible. And after the fall season that we had with some crazy soccer and football games, I'm going to just carry that philosophy right into basketball. When you think a game is over, it probably isn't. And always stay until the final whistle. That is a rule that we have learned. Not that we left any games early, but we saw some crazy finishes that we didn't think were possible. Wyckoff down low. Works it towards the basket for Lawrence, and it's no good. Rebound for Eckberg. Eckberg ahead now for Riley Griffiths, who will bring it up the floor. Griffiths going right to left in this fourth quarter. This is game one on Pat Grasso Memorial Night. The boys' game will be coming up after this between Lawrence and Worcester. This was the first game as the ball knocked out of bounds and will be inbounded right in front of our broadcast booth here. We are right at midcourt at Pat Grasso Court at Lawrence Central School. As Milford inbounds the ball, they find Eckberg, who quickly distributes it over to Riley Griffiths. Again, our score is Milford 33, Lawrence 17, with 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. And Milford taking their sweet time here on offense. Shot clock is at 15. Eckberg, dribble drive, gets in the paint, the floater, no good, off the front rim. And Griffiths, another rebound. She has got to have a double-double, folks. We will confirm in the postgame because she's been a monster on offense and on the glass here tonight on both ends of the floor. Eckberg to the left side now with the ball. Fresh shot clock ticks down to 15. They work it down low to Rumovitz. In the post, turnaround shot is blocked and trickles out of bounds. And we'll stay with Milford. 10 on the shot clock. 6:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Milford leading 33-17. Girls Tri-Valley action tonight on a special night honoring Coach Pat Grasso at Lawrence Central. Ball is inbounds but stolen away by Lawrence. They're in trouble. And a foul, though, bails them out. Elliott was all over Wyckoff there in the backcourt trying to get a steal. And so Lawrence will get the ball back after the foul. Socha will bring it up the floor, gets across the timeline. Socha, little 180, finds Wyckoff, right side jumper, no good. It's like there's a lid on the basket. Turnaround shot for Johnson, and she is fouled and will go to the line. So the drought now, since Lawrence last scored, is over 9 minutes. And it's been tough here for the Lady Leopards because they've had some good looks. They're running the offense. They're doing a good job, but it just has not gone down. Boys game coming up after this. Lawrence and Worcester. Stay tuned for that. We won't go anywhere right here on CDO. And Johnson gets it to go. Kayla Johnson with the first bucket of the second half makes it 33-18. Johnson's second shot coming. This one is up and rattles out. And a rebound here for Ekberg. Ekberg up the floor. And will stop and give it to Rumovitz. So two very capable ball handlers here. Rumovitz and Griffiths doing the job here tonight for Milford. They pass down low. Turnaround shot for Milford for Faith Marshall. The junior is knocked away. And Lauren's back up the floor here with Johnson. Johnson stops. Finds Socha, who wants a three. No good. And a rebound for Ekberg. Ekberg has got to be in double-double territory as well because she has been great on the glass. Griffiths up the floor. Passes left side. As they look to work it around here on offense with Emily Elliott. Down low, finding Faith Marshall. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line. So Jim Weir, just as we talked about with Steve West for Lawrence, Jim Weir for Milford not afraid to go to the bench. Using several reserve players here to help the effort. First shot for Marshall rims out, just a little too strong. Solenston will come back in for Emily Elliott. Second shot coming here for Faith Marshall. Milford comes in tonight 1-1 after being runners-up in their own tournament over the last weekend. Lawrence, their first game of the season. Second shot for Marshall, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. Here's Socha trying to go coast-to-coast. Stolen away by Riley Griffiths. And they're going to call the foul here. Steal looked like it was pretty clean, but Socha went to the floor. And it looks like we'll have a late foul on that. Corinne Lewis comes into the game. Marshall comes out. Foul was on Marshall. And so 5:43 to go, fourth quarter. It's 33-18. Lawrence with the ball going left to right. Socha dishes off for Beers. And back out to the top of the key looking for Barra. And this is Carly Barra who will pass one back off for Socha. Lawrence trying to show some urgency here as they get it down into the corner. Turnaround shot now for Johnson off the glass and good. Johnson with the kiss. And it's good. 33-20. Riley Griffiths brings it up the floor. So Lawrence with a big task ahead. So they trail by 13 with 5:10 to go fourth quarter. Griffiths will pass off for Ekberg. Pump fakes on a three and is tripped as she gets into the lane. Good to see her bounce right back up as she hit the floor pretty hard. Again, boys game coming up after this. Lawrence taking on Worcester. As, of course, longtime Worcester head coach Jim Kenyon was great friends with Coach Grasso. The reason why they were invited here tonight to Pat Grasso Memorial Night as just a great night here. They've had several speakers. All the funds tonight will go to the Pat Grasso Scholarship Fund. Just a great cause. We're glad to be a part of it. Honored that they would ask us to be here tonight. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Ball was knocked out of bounds, so it goes back to Lawrence. Beers, though, will quickly lose it, and it'll go right back to Milford. And that urgency is almost hurting Lawrence at times here, as Beers was trying to get to the basket quickly, and it was just knocked out of her hands. But she's trying to make things happen. You got to give her credit for that. 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. 33-20 to score. To the far side for Lewis. Lewis back for Solenston. Solenston stops, passes to the far side. Ball is tipped out of there. Steal by Lawrence. Wyckoff ahead to Johnson. No good. Wyckoff cleans up the mess. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Beers, and she's fouled. So Beers has been working hard, and she'll now head to the charity stripe for her reward. With 4.5 to go, fourth quarter, 33-20 to score. Milford on top. Now, these could be big free throws. Say Beers can make these, and you're inching it back towards single digits. That's when the magic can start to happen, if Lawrence can get a couple of shots to go. So here's Beers at the line. Taking her time. First shot here for Beers is up and good. So Beers now with 5. She is second on the team in scoring tonight. Socha has 7. Beers has 5. Wyckoff has 4. Beers' second shot coming. It's 33-21, Milford ahead. Lawrence trying to chip away at this lead. Beers' shot is good. So Beers now with 6 points, and it's 33-22. Lawrence, do they have some magic in the tank here tonight? They're going to need some defense as Griffin brings the ball up the floor for Milford with 4:20 left. They throw it down low for Lewis. Through her hands and a steal for Lawrence. And they'll bring it back up the floor with Vera, but she throws it away, steal by Rumovitz as she brings it back down, going right to left, but stolen again for Lawrence by Socha. Socha trying to go coast to coast off the glass, no good. Barra with the rebound, she's fouled. So Barra will go to the line here, and you know, if you're Lawrence and you can get these points at the line and you're not losing any time off the clock, that can be a big win. And here is Barra at the line, gets it to go. So Barra, the first one is good. She now has 3 points. And it's 33-23. Barra, second shot coming, is good. Barra gets it to go. And Lawrence has life with 4 minutes to go. 33-24. Milford brings it up the floor with Solenston. We have a jump ball, but it will stay with Milford. So 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. Now you look to Ekberg, you look to Griffiths if you're Milford to try to weather the storm here as Lawrence is fighting to the death. They get a jump ball as it comes into Riley Griffiths at midcourt, and now it goes back to Lawrence. We got a ball game here, folks. Milford 33, Lawrence 24 with 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence gets it in. Wyckoff in the left corner as Lawrence goes left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the red and the black trim. Steal though by Griffiths. Griffiths passes it over to Solenston, who goes up for the layup. Misses it though. Rebound for Lewis. She can't get it to go. Another opportunity here. Loose ball on the floor, taken away by Lawrence. Here comes Socha streaking down the floor. Off the glass, she's fouled. And now, with 5 fouls, Lawrence is going to be going to the line for the rest of the game. Fourth quarter action, folks. Nate Lull on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, and here's Rochelle Sosa with 7 points as Lawrence trails 33-24. And Socha trying to cut into the lead. First shot is good, nothing but net. And Socha has got 8, and Lawrence is finding some life here with 3:34 to go. It's 33-25. Socha, second shot coming, no good. Rebound for Ekberg, ripped that one off the glass. Great job there. And Milford will bring it up. 33-25 the score with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Riley Griffiths barking out the signals here at point guard for Milford. Finds Ekberg. Ekberg left side is Milford in the purple with the white trim, goes right to left. Solenston back for Griffiths, gets into the paint, lost it, and Socha comes away. Socha again flying up the left side as Lawrence goes left to right, now pulls it out. 3 minutes to go, and Lawrence needs a bucket, I think, on this possession. 2:55 to go. Passes for Rhea Beers, far side. Down low, knocked out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Leopards. You wonder here for the coaching chess match, when do they use some of these timeouts? We'll see. Beers underneath the bucket. Will find Wyckoff in the corner. Thought about a shot. Instead tries to back it in. Down low. Back out for Barra. Shot 20-footer. No good. Rebound there for Ekberg of Milford. And she wants to take it up the floor herself. Stops. Gets it for Solenston. And Jim Weir will take a timeout. 2:38 to go. Fourth quarter. Milford 33. Lawrence 25. Will step away and be right back on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Let's set the scene. Milford girls leading Lawrence 33-25. Nate Lowe on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com tonight. We come to you live from Lawrence Central School. It's the Pat Grasso Memorial Games, honoring longtime Lawrence Athletic Director and Coach Pat Grasso, who worked at the school for 59 years. You heard me right, folks, 59 years. He got here in 1957. Unbelievable stuff. So here we go, 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Milford will have the ball after the timeout. Let's see what Lawrence draws up on defense here with head coach Steve West. Milford will get it in. Solenstein tries to get it to Griffith. Loose ball right on the timeline, and we're going to have a jump ball, but it will stay with Milford. It's our third jump ball in the last minute of play. So 2:32 to go, fourth quarter. 33-25 the score. As Milford once again at midcourt will get it in to Griffiths. Gets it across the big Lawrence L at half court. To the right side, Griffiths with the ball. Going one-on-one with Socia, and Socia with the foul. Griffiths is doing a good job knowing that Socia needs to be aggressive to try to go for steals. Just had good body position, held her off, took the foul. That's four fouls as a team against Lawrence, three on Socia. So one more, and Milford will be going to the line. They get the ball into Griffiths, into the paint, left-handed layup is good. Griffiths has been a killer tonight, and she's got 18 points. And it's back to a 10-point lead, 35-25 now for Milford on the road with 2:10 to go. Socia at the top of the key. Left side for Barra. Barra back for Socia. Dribble drive, kicks back out for Beers. Beers dribble drive. Her shot no good. Rebound for Johnson, up and in. And Johnson has 5 points. With a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Milford 35, Lawrence 27. And Ekberg will dribble up the floor. Gets across the timeline. Ekberg coast to coast. Can't get the layup to go. And a rebound is ripped down by Johnson with a minute 40 to go. Johnson down the left side for Lawrence. Gets it to Wyckoff in the paint. Wyckoff goes up and is fouled. And the sophomore Ashley Wyckoff will head to the line. With a minute 34 to go. Jim Weir, who is right next to our broadcast position here at midcourt on the Milford bench, told his girls, we got to make layups in that timeout. And they missed one, which allowed Lawrence to come down and have another opportunity here. But Wyckoff missing the first foul shot. And that's another coach's nightmare late in these games, trying to make these foul shots. Got to make them. That's why we practice them. Wyckoff, second one coming. Here for Lawrence. Shot is up and good. So Wyckoff now with 5 points for Lawrence. 35-28 with a minute and a half to go. Milford will bring it up the floor with Griffiths. Griffiths, a baseball pass ahead for Ekberg. Sandwiched, and it's stolen away. And here comes Socia down the right side. Layup is good. And Socia's into double figure. She has 10 for Lawrence. It's a 5-point game. Milford 35, Lawrence 30 with a minute 15 to go. Griffiths on the right side, trying to work her way to half court. She's tripped up there, takes a hard foul. Man is down, but we'll get back up here. With a minute 11 to go, that's going to be the fifth foul, so Griffiths is going to go to the line. Boy, she hit her knee hard on the floor, but bounced right back up. Socia was doing everything she could to steal it away, but could not quite get it. So Griffiths, with 18 points, will go to the line to shoot two, and this could be very, very big here for Milford. So Griffiths to the line. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net. And that's a senior poised at the line after taking that foul. She's got 19. So it's a 6-point lead. 36-30 now for Milford. Second shot for Griffiths. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Lawrence, but they lost it. Went through Johnson's hands and rolled over the line. It goes right back to Milford with a minute 10 to go. Milford up by 6, and a timeout taken here by the Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-30. Milford girls on the road on top of Lawrence in a rematch of last year's Tri-Valley Championship contest. Nate Lull on WCDO. Jim Tomeo's back in our Main Street Sydney studios. It's Pat Grasso Memorial Night here at Lawrence Central, and we're proud to be here. Boys contest coming up next. We'll try to get you some other updates from around the local scene tonight. The BG girls are down at Shenango Valley. BG boys are at South Courtright. Sydney boys are at Seton Catholic, too. Keep you updated as we can on those games. 1:10 to go, fourth quarter. Milford with the ball. After the timeout, they get it in, and Sosha is down on the floor. She was trying to work her way through a pick, and I think might have just gotten the wind knocked out of her here with 1:07 to go. She is up under her own power. Looks to be okay. Says she's okay. Again, with 1:07 left, and the score 36-30. Milford ahead. And so we're waiting to see where the ball will be inbounded here by the officiating crew. And it looks like Milford will inbound the ball directly in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt with 1:07 left. And a 6-point lead for Milford. They get it into Solenston. Right back to Rumovitz, who will get it to Riley Griffiths. And Griffiths is going to try to dribble her way out of trouble here. Picks it up in a tough spot. Gets it back to Solenston. Solenston is stuck at midcourt, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Lawrence with 56 seconds left. So Lawrence, you could get a three here and cut it to a three-point game. We'll see what happens. But Lawrence is going to need a bucket, and they're going to need it fast. Here is Barra. Gets to midcourt. It's tipped, but they get it to Sosha. Sosha's got 10 points. Dribble drive, right side, goes for a quick two, no good. Wyckoff, the rebound, can't get it to go. Rimmed out, and a rebound from Milford with 40 seconds left. And Griffiths to the far side. Griffiths is fouled with 38.9 to go. Boy, if Wyckoff could put that in, it's a four-point game. And Lawrence could have put on the full-court press, but it just would not go down. Two shots coming for Griffiths, who's got 19 points here for Milford with 38 seconds left. And Griffiths could really do Milford a favor here if she can put it through. Griffiths, the first one is good. And she's got 20. We'll have to confirm, but I'm pretty sure that Griffiths and Ekberg both have double-doubles tonight. They've been great on the boards. I would think Griffiths definitely would. And the second one is short, just left it short. And so it's 37-30 with 35 seconds left. Lawrence with the ball up the floor. Barra with a quick runner in the paint. No good. Out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Leopards with 29 seconds left. Jim Weir yelling to his team they need to box out. Can't give up these rebounds. Johnson in the corner for three. Hit the rim twice, but wouldn't go down. And a rebound for Griffiths with 23 seconds left. Griffiths up the floor. Ahead for Lewis. Lewis with the two-point layup. Gets it to go. Lewis with her first points of the game, and it's 39-30. Lawrence quickly back the other way, going left to right. Here's Beers, but Lawrence is going to run out of time. Back for Sosha, the jumper no good. Griffiths, another rebound. 5 seconds left, she'll dribble it up the floor. And Griffiths is going to run the timeout. Milford is going to win 39-30 here in our first game of the night. 20 points from Riley Griffiths, 12 from Savannah Ekberg, gets Milford the win. We'll be right back with the postgame show coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here one last time. It's Nate Lowe on WCDO. I shouldn't say one last time. One last time for the girls' game, but the boys' game is coming up next between Lawrence and Worcester here on Pat Grasso Memorial Night. But Riley Griffiths with 20 points tonight, Savannah Ekberg with 11, and Corinne Lewis adds 2, Leah Solenston with 2, and Bree Rumovitz with 4, helping Milford to a 39-30 victory here over Lawrence. Rochelle Sosa with 10 points, Rhea Beers with 6, Ashley Wyckoff with 5, Kayla Johnson with 5, and Carly Vera with 4 points for Lawrence in a losing effort. But you got to give it to Lawrence. They had a tough third quarter. They only scored the 1 point in the third quarter. They were unable to really get back into it. Fourth quarter, they come back. They cut it all the way down to 5, and they could have cut it even farther. It just would not happen that way. But this is a Lawrence team. Your first game of the year, you play a tough team like Milford. You're going to be okay the rest of the way, that's for sure. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our offense award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports and activities for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice here tonight. Riley Griffiths gets our outstanding offense award tonight with 20 points. Really deserves that one, that's for sure. Let's move on to our defense award tonight. Our defense award, I think, definitely should go to Rochelle Sosa tonight. 10 points for Lawrence, but just so scrappy on defense. Several steals out there really led the way there. And, of course, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I'll give that tonight 11 points to Savannah Ekberg, was great on the glass as well, and just did a phenomenal job. That's going to do it for our broadcast. 39-30, our final score, the Milford girls defeating Lawrence. But stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Lawrence boys taking on Worcester. Going to be a great one here in the second game tonight of the Pat Grasso Memorial night here tonight at Lawrence Central School. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We'll be right back in a few on CDO.